Last week, Thailand suffered an outburst of violence. The southern, mainly Muslim part of the country has been in turmoil since January. On Wednesday, gangs of young people staged coordinated attacks on security outposts. Authorities say they were trying to steal firearms. By official count, more than 100 youths, most armed with only machetes, were killed. Locals accused the Thai security forces of using excessive force. Duali Saikautau traveled to southern Thailand and filed this report.
The imam or prayer leader called hundreds to worship at the ancient Kruse Mosque. He did not use the public address system because it had 9 bullet holes in it. Just days ago, a standoff between police and Muslim youths ended with dozens dead inside this place of worship. By Saturday, thousands of people had visited the one-room mosque looking at the aftermath of Wednesday's violence. Jemu Dong Salak said she had a special reason to see the mosque. Wearing her pink headscarf and standing in a corner of the Arabic structure, she said her 40-year-old brother was among the dead inside.
He said that he don't understand why the government do like that. He said because his older brother is a pilgrim, he's not a, someone who live in that group.
Just off a main road in Botong, a sub-district of Pattani, Gaye and Damrat Lame sit on a beat-up sofa in their home, surrounded by electric supplies, cans of spray paint, and some caged birds. Their 25-year-old son, Adun, an electrician, was also found among the dead inside the mosque. Gaye says she and her husband did not know where Adun was Wednesday. When he didn't come home, she says they suspected something was wrong. Damrat is Adun's father.
It's very sad about this because he never thinks before that will happen in this society.
The cause of violence in this region is not fully understood. Thai officials say anti-government groups operate in the south, including some that want an independent Muslim state. But there's more than separatism involved here. According to Thailand's Interior Minister, Dr. Bokin Balakul, speaking at the Kruse Mosque while helicopters hovered above.
Understand that we have a lot of difficulties in dealing with these problems because you have problem with religion, with the Islamic way of life, with criminals, influential people, even politicians in every level. So it's a complicated thing.
Complicated or not, Thai forces have responded fiercely to the attacks, trying to contain the problem before it spreads. An insurrection would threaten more than Thailand's territorial integrity and national security. It would also harm the country's vital tourism industry. Beach resorts in Phuket and other parts of southern Thailand attract visitors from as far away as the United States and Europe, as well as Asia. But Thai officials say they're doing more than attacking the militants. Again, Interior Minister Dr. Bokin Balakul.
We need more understanding, more efforts, and in particular, the collaboration and coordination from all walks of life in this area.
He said the government is trying to address economic problems in southern Thailand. The mostly Muslim population in this region claims it has been neglected by the Buddhist-dominated Thai government for years. So the government has approved economic measures designed to improve the quality of life in the south. Educational reforms are in the works as well. But just in case, more troops have been sent to the south to guard against possible future violence. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Pattani, Thailand.